This is Earth and Sky. A team of biologists is studying whales to see what toxic chemicals the whales absorb from their food.
Ian Kerr, captain of the research vessel Odyssey, explains how they get a sample of whale tissue to test.
We have a platform that sticks out about 30 feet from the side of the Odyssey from the bow. So the person, they have a crossbow, and the person is sitting on this platform. And the platform can get within about 30 feet of an animal. And then when the back of the animal appears above the water, they shoot the arrow. It's got a little collar on it, and the arrow just bounces off the back of the whale and then pulls out a small piece of skin and blubber. And then the Odyssey pulls up alongside and just scoops that arrow out of the water.
Because the sample is so small, about the size of a pencil eraser, the technique doesn't harm the whale. Most whales don't even notice it. But catching up with whales can be a challenge. Kerr says that it would be much easier to study something like a giraffe.
And then, of course, when you're studying said giraffe, says he on the Serengeti, it doesn't disappear beneath the sands for up to an hour at a time and reappear 5 miles away.
To learn more about Odyssey, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.